Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of Life with a Theater Major with your host, Barry Baker.
They're a special kind of people known as show people. We live in a world of our own. Our days are tides and curtains, they rise and they fall. We're born every night at half hour call.
Half hour!
We can't picture being anything but show people. Civilians find the whole thing quite bizarre. But that hung in our hearts when the overture starts.
So welcome back to the fourth episode of Life with a Theater Major. So one of my friends asked me a couple questions, so I thought I'd answer those because I feel like other people might have the same questions as this. So the first question she asked was, what is your daily schedule like in college? So most of my morning, so on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, my day usually starts around 9 o'clock. My first class is a 10:30 class, so I typically try to wake up enough time to where I can still sleep in after, like, a really late night, but also that I'm awake and ready and able to get to class on time, because I've had a few times in the past where I wasn't able to get to class on time because I've slept in or something. So I try my hardest to wake up as early as I can. So my first class is, which is a theater class, so I'm kind of still sticking to theater. That's my introduction to theatrical design class. So basically in that class we learned the general basics of design. So like we learned poster design and sound design. We're doing set design now. Last semester, which was a different class, but it kind of covered the lighting design aspect of it. After that, I go to my German 111 class. So for a Bachelor's of Arts, you're supposed to take 4 semesters, which is 2 years, of a foreign language, and I chose German because I took a little bit of German in high school, so I wanted to further my knowledge on the German speaking language. After that, I take a little bit of a break for lunch. That was not English. A little bit of a break for lunch. And then after that, I go to my Quest 211 class. So for those of you who don't know what Quest is, it's basically they take your gen ed courses and merge it into one class. So you take 2 Quest classes your freshman and sophomore year, 1 Quest class your junior year, and 1 Quest class your senior year. Some people usually like double up so they don't have to take Quest during this year, but I decided to do the road that most people do, so next semester I won't have a Quest class. I'm taking my semester off to be able to focus on other things. So after my Quest class, I'm usually done. I'm basically done for the day. Usually my day after that, I will go and sometimes I'll do homework if I have a lot of homework. If I don't have a lot of homework, and I know I can like do it real fast at nighttime before bed, I usually will go to the theater and I will go sit in the booth, maybe do some home climb in the booth, have the little powwows with my friends. That's typically what I usually do in the day. And after that, I pretty much have dinner and then go back to my dorm room, take my shower, do my homework, and go to bed. Most of my nights usually end around 11 o'clock. Sometimes it's later. I don't think I've ever had a really early night. Well, I lied. I had one freshman year, but that's because I was really sick and I just wanted to sleep. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, my day typically starts around 7:30. I have work study at the Mail Copy Center, which is like, you know, the mail room and the copies and like the copy center on our campus. So I work there from 9 to 10:30. So on Tuesdays, it's a little different. I go to German, so because my German class is a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday class. So on Tuesdays I will go to that class, and then I'll go straight to my voice and movement class, which is taught by our other professor of theater, Emily. So the class is basically like where we learn to use like IPA and different accents to project you know, our character's movement is also helps with our like with like what we do on stage, and it kind of helps us like get our, you know, our body loose and, you know, be able to like get our movements correct on stage. On Thursdays, we have, so our campus is a religious campus, so we have mandatory an hour and 30 minute slot where there are no classes going on. So from 11 to 12:30, we have no classes, which I find that time, because I find that time really really great, because I can go eat dinner, or I can go eat lunch with my friends. I can do homework during that time. I can take a break from the day, kind of relax for a little bit, type of thing. That's pretty much my typical week as a normal college student. So she asked me 3 questions total. So the second one was, what is your schedule like when you are in the middle of a show? So when you're a stage manager, you are at rehearsal every day. You have rehearsal. But when you are like, I mean, same thing with an actor, but like, if, I think she's meant like during like an actual show, like when you, like we do our show days. So my days usually are typically the same as like a normal college day, but after I'm done with my classes for the day, I will usually go to the theater and I will, you know, make sure that nothing last minute needs to be done. If there's nothing at last minute, I will usually go sit in the booth with my friends. We'll powwow, kind of like have a de-stressor before show starts, you know, de-stress from the last night's show, and, you know, just the typical day-to-day stress that you have in classes. So, I mean, it really doesn't differ, except, like, at nighttime, I really don't have a lot of free time because I'm in the theater from 6:30 till 9 or later. So I typically, those nights I'm typically up really late trying to get homework done. I didn't have time to do during the day. And the last one she asked was, what is my schedule like during tech week? So during tech week, it's a mess. So usually my weekends, I don't really do much. I usually, go visit my grandpa and I have dinner with my family when they come up visit me, cause I don't go home that often. That's the only time I get to see them, because I don't think I could last a very long time without seeing them. So I don't know how, like, international students do it. But my tech week schedule is usually, we start tech week on a Sunday. So during that Sunday, I usually am on campus the whole day. We'll usually start around, sometimes if I'm working tech, we'll start around 2 o'clock, and I'll have a little bit of break for dinner, then we'll go straight into, you know, running through our show. So I really don't have a lot of free time. It's the same thing as, like, a show. We're there all night, so I really don't have a chance to do homework during the day. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It just depends on how much homework I actually have. So usually I will do that at night. So usually I'll do it at nighttime after I'm done. I'll come back, you know, take a shower, make myself a cup of tea to relax, and I will just get my homework done. There have been times in the past where I will usually just not do my homework. I'll have my, you know, my cup of tea to relax myself, watch maybe a couple of YouTube videos, and I'll go to bed. And so what I'll do is, the next day, I will try to get my homework done. This is usually if I, my homework is mainly done, I just have to do a couple things. If I have to do the full assignment, I usually will do it the night before, and I'll just pay the consequences for the next day by drinking lots of caffeine to wake myself up. So, I mean, that's typically, I mean, those are the only questions that she had, but that's typically, like, my schedule on a typical day-to-day basis, which is kind of boring, but I mean, as a college student, I mean, I'm not a college, I mean, I am a college student, but, like, I'm not one of the ones who like to go party or like to, you know, have fun, getting drunk or whatever. So I really don't do that type of stuff. And I mean, I really haven't done that stuff in college. So, I mean, my life is pretty much theater and schoolwork. If it's like a Friday night and I, for some reason, have a, you know, if it's like a Friday night and we're not in the middle of a show, which has like been the past couple weeks, or more, I will usually just like come back to my room, de-stress, watch YouTube videos, watch some movies, just kind of have like a night where it's just myself, relaxing. Those days I usually go to bed early because I've had such a long week. I mean, even if we're not in the middle of a show week, I will usually go to bed early just because it's been such a long week, because in college, the week seems to go by so much slower. than any other, like high school or some or other or like normal school. So it's kind of weird to, you know, to have that much free time. My computer's still freezing up. I don't know why my computer does this, but it's kind of weird watching this. I'm like, is it recording? Is it not? So like, it like jumped forward, and like it won't. And it says it won't record. It like it won't show it recorded anything. Like it's doing right now, and then it like jumps, and it's like, oh okay. As you can tell, I'm not. I don't use Audacity that much, especially in theater. So it's just kind of the software that I've never used before. I think I'm just gonna like give it a second to like catch up with itself. Okay, I think it caught up with itself. But that's typically my day. If I'm in the middle of a show week, usually the Sunday after. So at Baker, we have a tradition, like the last day of the show, everybody stays and we strike the set, like we get it all done, just so we don't have to worry about doing it, you know, throughout the whole week. We just get it done and cleaned up. So usually after that, I will come back to my dorm room and do all the homework that I put off to the last minute, which is not the best. I do not recommend it because it is so stressful. So I don't recommend it. But I will usually do the homework that I held off to the last minute. And I will typically get to bed. I will force myself to go to bed early to catch up on sleep that I lost throughout the whole week. And luckily, it's a Monday following that, so I can sleep until about to around 9 o'clock. Usually, sometimes when that happens, it's 9:30. That's because I want to give myself the extra 30 minutes to sleep. But I mean, that's typically like my normal schedule here. I mean, I'm not really an exciting person. Well, I forgot, like, on Tuesdays, like I mentioned before, I do my radio show with my theater friend, Danny Holland. So, on Tuesday nights, we're on air from about 10. Yeah, we're on air from 10 to midnight. So, Tuesdays, usually I don't get to bed until after 1 o'clock by the time I've gotten back and everything. And then my nightly routines, so it's, and that's rough when we're in the middle of a show week, because after you've done such a long night of so much work, and then you go straight into doing a show till midnight, it really wears me out, and I think it does the same to Danny. It really wears us out, to the point where we're just, like, on air, and, like, we're there physically, but we're not there mentally. So, like, we just kind of... It's kind of like what I'm doing now. Like, I babble on and on. Which, I mean, I'm not, like... I'm not tired. I mean, I'm a little tired, but, like, I'm not fully tired. Which, I mean, is a normal college thing. Which is what this show is revolved around. You know, my college experience, my theater experience. Mixing them two together. And, like, my college experience as, like, a theater person. I mean, as a theater major. But the one thing about Baker is I think most of my friends are actually theater majors, but I do have a few friends that are outside of the theater department, and I think it's cool how in college you can bond with people who aren't your major, because like I have a few friends like that will bond over different things. Like I have a friend who is I'm not sure, I think she's a communications major, but we both have the same love for Broadway that, so it's kind of cool, like, when we have things in common, how much we can bond with people who even aren't in the same major, which, I mean, I think that's, like, I mean, it's, I don't think it's, like, that surprising, because, like, people are, like, friends, and they have completely different things, but I just think it's cool in college how, like, you can bond with other people who aren't in your major, and they kind of get your love for that certain subject matter. So I think it's, like, I have friends who don't like theater, and that's fine. I mean, I'm not gonna force anybody to like something, so you don't force somebody to like something that I like. I mean, that's not who I am. I mean, if you don't like theater, you don't like theater. I mean, we have other things that we can bond over. Like the fact that, you know, we both go to Baker, maybe like we're both far away from home. It's like we can both talk about our homesickness together. I had that happen freshman year. I had a friend who, was from a little bit away, and so, like, we kind of bonded over the fact that we were away from home, and so, like, we were both homesick. We knew we can trust each other to talk, you know, talk about it. We wouldn't judge one another. So I think that was really cool. We still kind of talk, but, like, both of our lives got busy second year because as a sophomore, like, there's a lot more pressure on you, because, like, as a freshman, like, you're still brand new to the thing, so people understand, like, you're brand new, and you aren't going to get things right off the bat, but we still kind of talk, and I think it's nice that we still can bond over that. I mean, like, we're both not homesick anymore, because we're used to, you know, being on campus the whole time, and we're used to, you know, being away from home, so it's still cool that we can bond over that. I'm sorry if I keep sniffing. I'm trying not to, but it gets to the point where I can't breathe and my voice goes funny when I'm talking. But, I mean, it's just, it's so cool. I mean, I don't really have, like, a lot of stuff to talk with. Like, I'm pretty much covered a lot of stuff. I am taking a semester off from radio to focus on other schoolwork. And because I really need the free time that radio has, that radio is occupied by, like, doing our radio show. And it's sad that I won't be able to, I mean, I will probably go back into, like, my second year, like, my second, or, like, first semester of junior year, but it's still sad that I have to, kind of give up on something that I love. But I also am starting my my mass media courses junior year. So, like, I kind of also wanted that semester off where I can just focus on all my theater and all my other classes. So that way when I come into the broadcasting major, you know, I've had time to get other important classes out of the way so I can focus my full time and attention on my media courses, because most people who are in the media major know how hard it is to kind of keep up with everything with other classes, because it's like normal college. If you fall behind, it's very hard to pick back up what you left off on. And that was one of my deciding things, was I need to take that semester off so that way I can focus on my other classes, have some free time to where I am able to do those. Because, I mean, I love radio, and I love doing the podcast. I was really nervous about doing them at first, but now that I've actually started doing them, I can just, like, be myself. And, you know, just kind of talk about my whole life. And that's one of the things I'm going to miss, about not being in radio. I mean, I may still continue my podcast, but, like, it probably won't be, like, a regular thing because of how busy I'm going to be. But, I mean, if anybody's been on campus, you know, tell me, you know, if you have questions that you want me to answer on my next podcast. If you're listening from, like, an outside source, my student email is barrybbaker@stu.bakeru.edu. And, you know, you can send me your questions or send me things that you have, like, that you want to know about, and I can answer those next time I do my podcast. I still have a little bit of time on this podcast, so, I mean, as I've gotten older, and as I've gotten more used to the whole, you know, getting acclimated to the college experience, it's so weird to think how much I've learned in such a short time, because I've only been in college for a year and a half, and I've learned so much, and I've grown so much as a person and as a student. My grades may not, you know, always be the best, but I can understand subject matter so easily, and that's the one thing about Quest that I'm, you know, still iffy about is, you know, I'm not the best writer in the world, and That was one thing about Quest that I was not the biggest fan of, because I am not a good... I'm not the best writer. And so to see how much I've grown as a writer is amazing. I mean, I'm still not the best writer, but I'm much better than I used to be. And I have, you know, to thank, you know, Patty, Hyman for that, and Toby Ebel even helped me a lot. And people on Baker's campus will know who they are. Well, maybe not Patty, but definitely Toby. They definitely helped me. Even Molly Anderson, who is my Quest teacher this semester, she helped me a lot. And they may not know how much they helped me, but they helped me a lot because they actually gave me the confidence to respect my writing, because I didn't used to like my writing. I used to dog my writing because I just didn't like it. But I am just I'm so grateful for everything that I've learned on this campus from every teacher I've had. Even this semester, every teacher I've had has taught me so much. Like, Alex Dingman, who's our teacher for radio, he's taught me so much about radio that I didn't know before. And I mean, I've been helped from, you know, like Rhonda and Blythe, who let me borrow their microphone. I've learned so much, and I'm just so grateful for everybody who has helped me in the past, who's helped me, who's helping me in the present, and who will help me in the future, because I know I may never say it to their faces, but I will forever be grateful for what I've learned here at Baker, and I don't think I would have this same experience I've had anywhere else. And that just got really deep, which is not normally me. So you can tell that I'm very tired. So I think it's time for me to sign off. So, like I said, this will be my last podcast I do on the regular. I may still post on it every now and then, but it probably won't be like a thing I post on every, like, you know, every so, you know, every 2 weeks. So I will, and, you know, I will talk to you guys later. If, like I said, if you have any questions, you can email me, stop me on campus, just ask. Yeah. So thank you guys for listening, and I will see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.